The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, CBG.
Local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Yeah, this is going to be the best day of our lives and my life, because you know why? We've got a new guest today on the Pensacola expert panel, and that guest is Mark Fox, who is with CBG. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. We got a chance to meet last week and talk about his business, so there's so much. We have so little time and so much to talk about. So I think, first of all, explain exactly what CBG is, who you are, what you do. He's the president of the company, and I'm pretty fascinated by this, because this opened up, quite frankly, if you've never heard of what he does, this opened up a whole new world for me. I'm not as familiar with healthcare and those kinds of things as I thought I was. So this is a fascinating to me, another way to look at it and another way to take care of your employees.
Yeah, absolutely. So CBG is a firm that we build custom health plans for employers. And the reason why I started this company is because we were on the traditional broker side, flipping insurance, selling insurance, and we weren't really helping people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just going out there and trying to find the best rate, taking the census of the employees and just going out there into the marketplace and hoping we got a better rate than the other guy.
Right.
And that was just a broken model.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured out that, hey, if we actually do something on the healthcare side to fix a healthcare problem, we could actually move the needle for employers. And that's really what it came down to, is instead of selling insurance to fix a healthcare problem, we brought healthcare solutions to fix a healthcare problem.
So how does that work?
Yeah, so when you're looking at health insurance traditionally,
mm-hmm.
right, you're buying a policy and you pay premium into this policy. And really all you're getting is this, hey, if you get a health bill, we'll pay for it. And as consumers, we don't really care about how much that costs, right? Because it's a third party paying for it. And frankly, if we've been paying our premiums for years, it's kind of like, yeah, we stuck it to the insurance company, you know, with that big claim. Finally, we used our insurance,
mm-hmm.
you know. But really, premiums are just a delayed medical bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all it is at the end of the day. And so by bringing healthcare solutions to the table, we're able to lower the cost of the actual claim. When you do that, your premiums are required to come down by law. So we're empowering employers and business owners, CFOs, HR directors to really kind of have best of both worlds. They finally get to have their cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is having better benefits and lower costs at the same time. They no longer have to cut benefits to make it quote unquote affordable. They actually get to have better benefits. And I'll talk a little bit about more about that in a little bit.
Well, give me an example, because the thing that really made it clear for me was the example that you gave me.
Yeah,
because I wasn't quite understanding the difference. And this, what you told me, I didn't understand how the charging took place. I mean, I pay my premium, I got my health care, I'm happy if I go in, I pay my copay. And that's about as much thought as I gave to it. I didn't really understand the backstory.
Yeah, the backstory is insane. I'll say it this way. Basically, we have a world that is incentivized for higher costs.
Mm-hmm.
And those incentivizations are what has caused premiums to go through the roof every single year here in America. And so when you have incentivizations where the broker makes more money when they deliver a higher increase, like, that's absurd. We don't understand why that happens. Why the surgeon gets to get another paycheck by leaving a tool in someone's knee during a surgery, and they get paid another time to go in and get that tool. You have the pharmacy benefit management companies, the pharmacy associations, where they get a lot of money on the middleman. Nothing works for the consumer because there's no transparency. And that's really what it comes down to, is transparency of what am I getting am I actually getting the thing that I'm purchasing? We all think that here in America that we have the best healthcare in the world, like quality wise, and we don't. Right now, the World Health Organization has us ranked at number 36.
Really?
It's number 37.
Really?
Number 36 is Costa Rica.
Wow.
They have us beat.
Wow.
But yet we pay more in health premiums than any other country. So right now, the United States, we'll just talk about pharmacy for just a second, if you don't mind. Right now, we spend 75% of the world's cost in pharmacy, yet we make up less than 5% of the world's population.
Wow.
Let that sink in. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're paying for every other country to have these pharmacy discounts. So what CBG has done is we've reversed that role. We've changed the rules of the game to where the employers get to win and the insurance companies no longer get to dictate the rules.
So how does that work?
Yeah, so what we do is when we come in, we evaluate the plan,
mm-hmm.
right? We see where the holes are. You have to look at the data. Okay, I'm spending X amount of dollars in cancer. I'm spending X amount of dollars in ER visits when it could have been just urgent care. We're spending X amount of dollars on Skyrizi, which is a very expensive prescription, right?
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to mitigate those top dollar claims? And what's absurd, Meg, is only 5% of employees spend over 50% of the claims dollars in the budget. If you've got 100 employees, only 5 employees are spending half of your entire budget.
Mm-hmm.
But yet employers are told, oh, well, we have to just shop the premiums for everybody. Well, why don't we just take care of the 5 people who had high claims?
Right.
Why don't we mitigate those claims?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do, we have a lot of different strategies, but I'll give you an example, is we'll go directly to an hospital and say, hey, we're going to pay you upfront cash for this procedure. We're not going to charge the employee anything, so you don't have to go out there and collect your deductibles, right? And so 40 cents of every dollar that the hospital spends is just going to get the money that they're owed,
mm-hmm.
right? So if we remove that barrier, we increase the profit for the hospital, but we also get a huge discount on the procedure itself. So by doing that, we're able to give the employee that procedure at no cost. Could you imagine having cancer and not paying a dime for your treatments?
What? No. Wow.
That's what our clients experience.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we have this program called the Vanishing Deductible Program,
mm-hmm.
that allows these employees to consume high dollar, high cost cases and care at no cost if they use our program. Now, they're not forced to. Mm-hmm. They can certainly go wherever they want to. But if they take our direction, their costs are nothing. And we filter the physicians and the hospitals based on quality metrics. So it's not just word on the street. Let me give you one more example.
Okay.
If you shop on Amazon,
mm-hmm.
right, are you going to look at reviews?
Yes.
Why?
I'm looking to see if they got a good product.
Yeah. So if you find something that has 5 stars,
mm-hmm.
are you going to buy it?
More than something that has 1 or a negative review.
Yeah. But what if it has 5 stars and has 2 people that have reviewed it, but you see something else that's 4.7 stars and 13,000 people who have reviewed it?
That still is valid to me.
Right. So you're going to choose the 4.7 stars with 13,000 reviews.
True.
Over the 5-star with 2 reviews, right?
Correct.
Why don't we shop healthcare that way?
I don't know.
It's a mystery. I don't know why we don't do it either, but
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what we do in healthcare. So we say, oh, well, my neighbor had a great knee, you know, replacement by this surgeon. So because they had a good experience, I must have a good experience too. So I'm going to go to that surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they effectively just did is bought that thing off of Amazon that has 2 reviews and 5 stars.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
They don't have the data.
Mm-hmm.
So how, as a consumer, are we supposed to make good buying decisions on healthcare without the data?
Right.
So that's what else we bring to the table for our clients is we bring that data to the table so their employees can make informed decisions. In addition to that, we also have additional doctors look at their case.
So you get a second and a third opinion,
yes,
perhaps?
Absolutely. So for example, we have a program for our cancer patients where 2 physicians will actually review the health profile of that patient to
mm-hmm.
see, okay, do they have the correct diagnosis? Do they have the correct treatment plan? And if those two doctors agree, then we move forward. If they don't agree, then it goes to a panel of 7 physicians to review.
Wow. Okay.
By doing that, we've gotten a huge increase, over a 95% success rate on getting the right diagnosis and the right treatment plan the first time. That's important.
And that's critical. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to Mark Fox. He's president of CBG Health. If you have a question about his program and what they do, just text it in at 850-437-1620. One of the things that struck me was the cost savings. You had given me an example of the breakdown of the savings. Can you talk about that a little bit too?
Yeah.
Because that made it a little clearer for me. Because
sure.
This is so different from what I'm used to.
Yeah.
And what I know.
Yeah. So you can, I'm going to pick on knee surgeries today.
Oh, I've had that.
Knee replacements. You've had that. There
yes,
we
I
go.
Have.
Okay. So you can go to a hospital on Tuesday for a knee replacement and it'd be $20,000 more expensive than had you gone on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah. On average, hospitals.
Where were you when I had my knee replacement? Okay, you have to explain this
to me. I'm here now.
I know. You got to explain how this works.
Yeah. So, hospital systems typically have, on average, 180 different prices for the same procedure. It just depends.
Really?
Yeah. It depends on how you get to that price, right? Who negotiated that deal? What middlemen on the middle are lining their pockets? Who the surgeon is, what OR is it going to be in. There's a lot of different pricing mechanisms into that. And you as a consumer have zero control over any of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so these prices get inflated significantly. And you can go from one hospital to the other hospital and have a $40,000, $50,000 difference on a knee replacement. And that's commonplace. And you don't know which hospital has the better outcomes.
Right.
You know, you don't know what kind of readmission rates they have. And so you walk into it blindly, pay a high price for this procedure, and you had no idea that had you worked directly with the hospital and cut out all the middlemen, you could have gotten it for $18,000, $15,000 out the door instead of $40,000, $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we blindly spend money thinking, oh, well, it's not my money. It's the insurance company's money.
Right.
Well, then don't complain when your premiums go up,
mm-hmm.
right? We don't have that right to say, oh, well, I don't care how much it costs, and then our premiums go up. So we have a program, it's a stem cell treatment program that is kind of our first line of defense when it comes to orthopedic treatments.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 97% success rate, and it costs typically about $4,000 to do.
Wow,
no
that's
surgery.
A big difference.
Yeah, absolutely, huge difference.
No surgery.
No surgery, absolutely no surgery. What they do is they extract stem cells out of your hip, out of the patient's hip.
Mm-hmm.
They synthesize that into basically kind of like a concentrated version of it. And then they inject that into the infected area like your knee. And then your body basically regrows cartilage or missing tissue that should have been there and you actually heal naturally.
Wow.
Now here's the biggest catch. The big insurance companies, none of them will approve it. They'll
really?
Say, oh, well, it's not FDA approved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't have to be FDA approved because it's not a medication. It's a surgery. It's considered a procedure.
Right.
Right. So there is no FDA approval to get, but they don't approve it because it's not expensive.
Okay.
If it's expensive, then they get to raise your premiums the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair to you? You should have that option, right?
True. Well, it's just we are all sort of used to the way this is the way it is. So we just kind of sign up and we still trust our doctors and in this country for sure. And so I say, well, my doctor says go to this guy and he recommends a specialist. I go there. They tell me sign these papers and you're on your way to get done whatever it is you're supposed to get done, in quotes.
Yeah.
So you're saying to me that you're able to cut out the middleman and actually forego all of that. And it's like a whole new approach.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a whole new person. Don't get me wrong. We absolutely need doctors, nurses,
hospitals. Oh, yes. We're not. No.
That's
not what we're saying.
And there are some wonderful physicians and people in the medical field. I could never do it. I can't handle the gore behind all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no.
But we absolutely need physicians. There's some great ones. Unfortunately, the large medical associations have kind of put golden handcuffs around some of these physicians where they can't treat patients the way they actually would have
mm-hmm.
had they been practicing on their own.
Right.
And these associations put their thumb on the physician saying you have to follow this treatment path based on this diagnosis. So they're not allowed to tell you about a stem cell treatment program that doesn't require surgery and you can be back at work the next day.
Mm, okay. So this is true across the board then, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's true across the board. Unless you're dealing with an independent physician group, right? Then they get to write their own rules. And that's one way we help curve that cost and the quality issues that are out there is we direct contract with the physician groups, with local hospitals, directly with employers to help reduce that cost and streamline that approach and also increase quality. So that's really what it comes down to is putting the patient back with the doctor and cutting out all the middle people.
Wow. So you actually negotiate the contracts directly for the employer.
Absolutely.
And the employee.
That's right.
Okay. So if you have any questions for Mark, this is very interesting to me. And it's a whole, to me, a whole new approach that seems to make a lot of sense. So if you do have questions, text it in at 850-437-1620. So when I have my regular insurance, let's say, that I get through my employer, I don't really have that many choices, quite frankly. But now with what you do, do I have more choices?
Yeah, absolutely. So you have, you can use your, you know, to your typical network if you want to, you know, whatever network it is that we build it around. But then we also have the vanishing deductible program that is voluntary. So you as an employee can decide, do I want to just go with word on the street and go through the network and use that? Or do I want to use the vanishing deductible program and pay nothing and know that the physician has been highly vetted? It's kind of a big carrot. So it's kind of like, why wouldn't you pay nothing and get high quality care?
Right, right. Of course. So this is something that would be an option. Then we can't do that ourselves. We can't sign up with you personally, but it would be up to our employers, correct?
It would be. It's an employer-based program. And here's the reason why is because you have to have enough people within inside of a group to spread risk. Basically, there has to be enough money coming in and enough risk for us to be able to mitigate that and to help employers get a better renewal every single year. Because if they're just shopping insurance, their cost just keeps going up and they just flip insurance every couple of years. It's just a merry-go-round that doesn't work. So you do have to have a group behind that to make sense. Because if I go to the hospital for one person and say I want a direct contract, they're going to laugh.
Right.
I have to come with them with a significant amount of potential patients for them to negotiate a deal that works for both sides. Right?
Yep, no, that makes perfect sense. So how would this work in Pensacola and the Gulf Coast?
Yeah, so we've got some great hospitals here in the area. Obviously, we have the New Baptist Hospital that got opened not too long ago. We have some great opportunities to work with the local hospitals and the local doctors and physician groups that are out there. One of them comes to mind is, what is it, ProHealth, is that right? ProSource?
ProHealth.
ProHealth, yeah, right. Thank you. So ProHealth.
And they are on the show quite often.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So they have a great, great opportunity to work with employers to help lower costs. So they did not pay me to say this or ask me to say this, but we work with those types of provider groups to go directly to the employers and lower costs and give the employees better access.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because with ProHealth, they have memberships, which is very helpful. And so it changes the face of the healthcare as we know it today in terms of insurance premiums and deductibles and how all of that works.
Yeah, and they kind of act as like the traffic light, right? Mm-hmm. So they understand kind of what the vanishing deductible program is, and they can help employees not only start their navigation through ProHealth or someone like them, but then they can help them through the rest of the stages, like if they need an MRI or if they need a surgery or something like that that's maybe outside of ProHealth right now. They can actually navigate them to someone who's part of the CBG Vanishing Deductible Program.
Okay, so this is not just, you have participated in other states as well, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We're in 7 states right now. We are federally regulated, so we're not bound by certain states. So we can go in any state in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in 7 right now. We're just now kind of reaching out to the Pensacola area. We don't have any clients here as of yet. We have 2 that are very close to being clients. We're currently building their plans for them because it is a custom build. It's not like going out and just shopping your insurance. We build it from the ground up, right? And they get to breathe what they want into that plan. So we've got 2 companies right now in Pensacola area that are about to join us. We're looking for more. Our mission is to make healthcare more accessible and lower cost. The 2025 Milliman report just came out. And if you're not familiar, Milliman is the largest actuary firm in the country. Okay. Mm-hmm. They know numbers really well.
Right.
And they just said that over the last 20 years, the cost of healthcare has outpaced wages for the last 20 years. So Americans are making less today than they did in 2005. The number one cause to bankruptcies in America is unpaid medical bills, and 40% of those bankruptcies had health insurance.
No kidding. Those are scary numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about a $3.6 trillion industry. It put this in layman's terms, and this is always kind of freaky to me, but if you were to swap our healthcare budget in America for our military budget, our military would be five times bigger than it is today. Mm-hmm. That's how much money we're talking about.
Wow. Okay. So we did have a question from one of our listeners, and this is a good one because as you're describing all of this, we kind of can see in the current healthcare system how everybody gets paid. So the question for this from this listener is, when and where does Mark get paid? How does that work for you?
Oh, I love that question. No, yes. I think that is a perfect question to ask, because if you're not asking how your broker is getting paid or how your consultant's getting paid, then you're not asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually charge a small fee to build a health plan, usually $3,000 to $5,000 we charge to the business to build the plan because it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
We then guarantee a savings metric, $100,000, $250,000, a million, whatever the number is. We give a very large savings guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't hit that, we refund the money. If we do hit that, and for some reason the employer decides not to move forward with the plan, then we keep that fund for the purpose of, you know, the work that we did to build the plan.
Right.
But our goal is to refund that money. So if they implement the plan that they built, really, because the employer gives their feedback on how they want it built, although with our guidance, obviously, then we also refund that fee. And then how we make our money is through a management fee, where we charge a per employee per month fee to manage the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's net of the savings. So that's built into the plan with the savings, and it's 100% transparent. And that is our only income. So when we bring cost containment strategies to the table, we're not making money under the table from all these different cost containment venues and vendors, which a lot of third-party administrators do and other people do.
Well, a lot of their brokers make a commission.
Oh, commission. They're also making money on your pharmacy spend, and they don't tell you that either.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do that, right? Everything's super transparent. Our only income comes from the employer, which is super important because that means we have aligned incentives and we sit on the same side with the employer.
Okay, so great question. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Just a few minutes left already. This has flown by. I have so many thoughts, so many questions in my mind. But how can people, if there's an employer or an HR person that's interested in talking to you further about this or would like to have their company evaluated for their custom plan, what do they need to do? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just go to our website. It's www.cbghealthplan.com. That's cbghealthplan.com. And just reach out through us through the contact us button. There are phone numbers on there, our email addresses on there, and we'll be glad to do that. We'll do a free analysis at first just to see, can we be of help, right? We're going to verify that we can. There are some scenarios where we can't, and we're going to be very transparent if we can't. Most companies, we can help. And so we're going to know that in the front end. Before we waste a lot of time, we're going to ask for some very high-level data, no employee names, nothing very specific, just very high-level data just to see, can we help? And then we move forward from there if we can. But we'll do that analysis. We'll review that analysis, and it'll show the employer where my health plan is today and where am I headed over the next 5 years. And that's very helpful for them because then they get to see the potential savings over that 5 years if they decide to hire CBG.
And what is the cost to the employee at that point?
I'm sorry. Do you mean like what is
the employee,
premiums?
Yeah, what their premiums would be.
So that's based on how the plan is designed, and also how large or small the employer is. There's a lot of factors. I'm not an underwriter, but there's so many factors that are in that. But obviously, we compare it based on what they have now, and our goal is to increase access and reduce costs.
Right.
So if we're not doing those things, then there's no sense to move forward with the plan that we built, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it just keep what you got.
Right.
So yeah, we meet those metrics and those goals. Yeah.
Fascinating. I'm really interested in this topic, and I assume that our listeners are too. So be sure and check it out at his website. And CBG stands for
Custom Benefits Group.
Okay. So CBG, Custom Benefits. That's what it's really
benefits.
All about.
Yeah. So cbghealthplan.com. We really specialize in health insurance. We do manage all the other benefits, you know, like the employer paid life insurance, disability, all that kind of stuff. It's just not what we talk about a lot because those are really just commodities. Anybody can go and shop those out.
Right.
But to be an expert on health care and health insurance is really where our niche is.
Okay. All right. We are out of time. It's been a pleasure to have you, Mark.
Thank you so
again,
much.
CBG, that's our custom Benefits Group and give their telephone number or website and another way they can contact you.
Yeah, website cbghealthplan.com.
Okay, great. This is so fascinating. This is a new Monday, a new day. So I hope you'll come back again with us soon.
Sounds great.
Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be back with you right after the news.